Chapter 2. The Journey to Kilmarney Island. It was a long journey to Kilmarney Island. The roads out of London were busy, and the Parkers sat in traffic for a long time. Mary drove most of the way because Clive was busy on the telephone. He was talking to artists and art collectors. They drove to the airport and got on a plane to Cork, Ireland. Then they got in a very old taxi to go to Blimey Harbour. There was a beautiful view from the window. They saw green fields and rivers and people riding on horses and carts. After 2 hours in the taxi, smoke started to come out of the engine. They stopped at the side of the road.
"What's the problem?" asked Clive.
"Oh, my poor old car," said the taxi driver. "It can't go any further. These old roads are very hard for my car."
"Well, can you call us another taxi?" asked Clive.
"Oh, there isn't another taxi for miles," said the driver. "But don't worry, Jimmy's coming soon in his cart."
Mary couldn't understand the driver's Irish accent.
"What's coming?" she asked.
"My friend Jimmy's coming with his horse and cart," said the driver. "We passed him on the road an hour ago, so he'll be here soon. He can take you to Blimey Harbour."
"We're going to ride in a horse and cart? Great," said Brian. "Can you believe this is the 21st century?"
The Parkers waited at the side of the road. Finally, Jimmy arrived with his horse and cart. There was a goat in the back.
"Hello, Shane," Jimmy said to the taxi driver. "Isn't it a lovely day?"
"Yes, it is," said the taxi driver. "Now, Jimmy, these people want to go to Blimey Harbour. Can you take them there?"
"Okay, I'm going to Killoglin," Jimmy said. "It isn't far from the harbour. I'll take them there first."
The taxi driver looked at the goat.
"That's a beautiful goat, Jimmy," he said. "Are you taking him to Puck Fair on Saturday?" "Yes, I am," said Jimmy. "He'll be a fine king."
"What do you mean?" asked Brian.
He was very confused.
"How can a goat be a king?"
"Sit next to me at the front and I'll explain," said Jimmy.
The taxi driver put their bags on the cart and the Parkers climbed up. Brian sat at the front next to Jimmy. Mary and Clive sat in the back of the cart with the goat. They weren't very happy about this.
"I hope it doesn't move too close," said Mary to Clive in a quiet voice.
"Go on, girl,"
Jimmy shouted to his old grey horse, and they started to move slowly along the road.
"Goats are very important animals around here,"
Jimmy started to explain to Brian.
"Many years ago, a goat saved the people in the village of Killoglin. So now, once a year, the people of Killoglin have a fair to celebrate. They choose a goat and make it king of the village for a year."
"How did it save the village?" Brian wanted to know.
"Well, in 1610, English soldiers attacked Ireland," explained Jimmy. "When the soldiers were near Killoglin, they frightened all the animals in the fields. Most of them ran to the hills, but one goat ran into the village. The people saw the frightened animal and knew there was danger, so they ran to hide. The goat saved them all."
"So did the people choose your goat as king this year?" asked Brian.
"Yes, they did," said Jimmy proudly, "and that was a very good decision."
They travelled along the old broken road, and Mary and Clive fell from side to side in the back.
Finally, they arrived at the harbour.
Whoa!
Jimmy said to the horse, and he pulled on the reins. The Parkers climbed down from the cart happily, and the goat tried to jump out too.
Not yet, Your Majesty, Jimmy said to the goat. Wait until we get to Killorglin.
A ferry was waiting, and the Parkers went to buy their tickets.
Come to the fair on Saturday, shouted Jimmy as he waved goodbye.
Oh, can we, Dad? Asked Brian. It'll be fun.
Okay, Clive said. But how will we go there?
I'll wait for you here at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, shouted Jimmy. See you then.
Well, this is going to be a strange holiday, said Clive. My clothes smell of goat. When can we go back to civilization?